are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
It's the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, a little bit different for a Thursday, it's Lindy Garretts from the Fort Pierre Tourism Office. Good morning, Lindy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. And normally we would talk to Mayor Hansen, but she's going to be in tomorrow.
Yes, lucky you. You'll get her tomorrow for the kickoff for the weekend.
Exactly. But there is a fun event.
Actually, I was going to say, but we've got a kickoff tonight, really.
Really, this is the kickoff, the first Thursday event. This is the second go-round because June was the initial debut of it, and it went really, really well.
It did. It went really well. We had a good turnout, and we're hoping for the same, if not better, tonight for our second First Thursday's event.
Yeah. It's going to be great weather-wise. It's going to be a nice night. You're right on the water, so that's going to help. There is going to be a bit of a breeze, so even if it is warm, it's still going to be pretty comfortable.
Yep.
But what kind of things are we going to find tonight?
Yeah, so as you said, we'll be in the park. We'll be at Fisher's Lily Park. This opens at 5:30. We go until 8 o'clock. And we've got the Dirty Boot Band playing tonight. They're just a group of, I think they're probably, I've been following these kids, and they've been playing at various events for the last few years. So I'm going to say that they're getting into their teens now. Uh-huh. I could be wrong. Sorry, kids, if I'm wrong here, but I believe you're getting into your teens. And it's really fun to watch how they've progressed over the last couple of years. So they'll be playing tonight. And then Zonta will have our food fundraiser, and they are offering a quarter chicken, a side, watermelon, and water. So that'll be the dinner for everyone. Bring your family and a quarter chicken, watermelon. I mean, it's perfect for a summer night.
Yeah, you're not going to have to cook. You're going to help out a good cause, have some good food. So,
absolutely.
Go that route.
Yes. And then the Legion, if water's not your thing, the Legion will have their beverage station set up, and they had a whole bunch of various non-alcoholic and some alcoholic beverages last time, as well as some candy bars and fun things if you also need an extra dessert aside from that watermelon.
and watermelon. It goes well together.
I mean, yes, absolutely. And then we've got a bunch of people and groups coming down. So we've got Healthy Hometown again. Owyhee Valley Rural Healthcare will be taking blood pressure. We'll be talking about the new walking program, and Avera should have some giveaways again. And then we've got Department of Human Services with an information booth. Master Gardeners will be there. Always appreciate having them down and helping out. Pickleball. I don't know if you're familiar with pickleball.
That is a lot of fun.
It is. And they'll be down. I don't think they're going to have pickleball set up this time, but I believe they're going to try to do it for the next one. So they're going to have some information this time if you, like me, had no idea what pickleball was and needed a little bit of help and intro.
It is a fairly new sport, but boy, is it getting popular. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then we'll have a bunch of kids activities. We've got face painting by Amanda, and that will be a free will donation to the Capital City Farmers Market. And if any of you have had a chance to take your kids to the farmers market, her face painting is incredible.
Yes.
One of the ones that I saw recently, a kid wanted a snake, and she did a snake, because she'll do arms as well, so it doesn't have to be your face. So she did a snake wrapping around this little kid's arm all the way up to his elbow, and it was awesome.
Goodness.
Yeah, so she's great. And then the Discovery Center will be there with some activities. Rollins Library will have story time, which is always fun. Of course, wagon rides with Willie Cowan, which is great.
Yes.
So fun. And then we are also going to have a couple cornhole stations. So if anyone just wants to kind of grab a drink and go play cornhole, they can do that. Frisbee and a couple beach balls. So just kind of some fun stations if anyone's feeling like they just want to hang and toss around a frisbee.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's just having a good time.
Yeah, and then there will also be some vendors again. I know that we've got at least 3, maybe 4 vendors that are coming. So if you're into shopping as well, you know, kids maybe go play Frisbee. Maybe they're at the playground. You go do a little shopping, have a little dinner. It's basically all of the things happening tonight at Fisher's Lily Park.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So if you missed out on the first one, here's a good opportunity for you to come out, see what it's all about, enjoy the evening. And if you were at the last one, you know how much fun you're going to have.
It was, And if you're thinking about it, you might want to bring a lawn chair. There are some picnic tables, but having an extra chair to sit in or a blanket for your family is a great idea. And everything, if you miss any of this, you can go to our Fort Pierre First Thursdays Facebook page. The tag is at Fort Pierre First Thursdays, and we have everything listed there. So we're excited about tonight. Starts at 5:30, and then we'll do it again in August, September, and October.
Excellent. So get on out there tonight. Yeah, it's going to be a great night for
it.
Yeah, have some fun with the family and the community. And that's what it is.
A great way to kick off your 4th of July weekend. Yes. If you do this tonight, and then there's just activities throughout the weekend, fireworks, the parade, just so many things. And as you said, Mayor Hansen will be here tomorrow to talk about those.
Yeah, she'll give us all the deal on what's happening, because there is a lot happening starting tonight over in Fort Pierce.
She has all the details.
You guys are always busy.
I have little details. but yeah, we'll kick it off tonight, and we hope everyone has a chance to come over.
Very nice. Well, have a good time tonight. I know you will.
We will.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Sounds good. Thanks so
much.
All
right. Thank you. There's Linda Garrett from Fort Pier Tourism. Lots of fun to be had tonight. Get on out to Fisher Lilies Park and have fun at that first Thursday event. There is your People in Your Neighborhood on this Thursday, brought to you by Vistacare and Lee Real Estate.